This episode of The Mr. Brown Show is sponsored by the Center for American Education and University of South Florida.
Hi, welcome to The Mr. Brown Show. This is Mr. Brown.
And this is Mark.
Hi, this is Ivan.
You know, our leaders are very talented. We need to pay them well because the private sector might poach them.
It can be something even worse, you know.
Like what?
Huh? They might go overseas.
Ayo, who would hire them?
Other countries, ah.
Ayo, we need to retain them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pay them more.
Mm.
Thank you for inviting me to interview for the job of the President of the United States, leader of the free world.
Thank you for applying, Mr. Chan. We have tried to get a president from the usual sources, like Ivy League schools, oil tycoons, and even Hollywood, but none of them seem to be able to do the job. One of our presidents even got us stuck in a war in Iraq that became our second Vietnam, so we are turning to foreign talent like Singapore for our next president.
Well, I'd like to reassure you that I am up to the job. Having been the super supreme minister in Singapore, a small but dynamic city-state, we used to have a larger group of ministers, but by the 2050, we realized it was more efficient to just have one very elite and smart minister, like me.
Yes, your CV was very impressive. Tell me, what did you do during your term as minister in Singapore?
Well, I raised the goods and services tax, GST, yet again, in order to raise funds. I believe you call it the VAT here.
Wow, wasn't that unpopular?
Yes, but we have a fairly obedient society, and I told the people it was to help the poor.
A regressive tax that helps the poor? That's amazing. They believe that?
I don't know, but we made up our minds already, and it was going to happen. We are so talented that we can make such a tax become a good thing. We don't run a government by polls or popularity contests, you know. We did throw in some offset packages to placate the masses a bit.
I see. What else happened during your term in Singapore?
During my term, prices of everything started to go up, like transport, utilities hikes, that sort of thing.
And there were like no riots on the streets?
Of course not. We are a very orderly society, and protests are not allowed anyway. And besides, we told them the hikes are part of a booming economy, nothing to do with us.
So, was it booming?
If we say it is, it is. Our statisticians and newspapers are also concurred, and we have a very independent nation-building press in Singapore.
Was the economy doing really well?
Well, I think the rich were doing quite well. The middle class and the lower class saw some income stagnation and even income loss. But I'm sure everyone understood there is a trickle-down benefit, eventually, of the rich getting richer.
What else did you do as Supreme Minister of Singapore?
Super Supreme Minister, thank you. Well, I also gave myself and my senior team a raise because our salaries were lagging behind the private sectors. We were earning only 50% of the top earners of the Singapore, when we should be earning about 2/3 of that amount.
Wait, hold it. You peg your salaries to 2/3 of the top earners' salaries in your country?
Yes, I know. Shocking, isn't it? 2/3 only. Must give discount, huh? It should be higher, you know, since we all would have made top earner salaries in the private sector had we not sacrificed everything to become simple servants. Must stop this talent drain and all that, you know.
Any major problems in your last job running Singapore? Like scandals and all that?
Well, just a few. We had a bit of a nasty fallout with one of our neighboring countries when our investment arm acquired one of their companies. We lost a few billions of taxpayers' money there. Nothing major.
And the populace did not protest? No one at this investment arm lost their jobs?
Of course not. We are a very forgiving government. Anyone can make mistakes like this. We are working towards a culture that is more accepting of failure. We even encourage our very independent press not to bring up too much. Don't want the investment arm guys, you know, to feel sensitive about their failure.
So you raised consumption taxes, gave yourselves a raise, and even lost billions of taxpayers' money through your investment arm's overseas acquisitions gone bad, and you are still super supreme minister? You are truly an elite genius.
Thank you.
We are very impressed. One last question. What is your expected salary?
I think around $2 million US a year would be fair for a start. America is a little bigger than Singapore to run, you know.
My God, that's 10 times what we pay our current president. I don't think the USA can afford Singapore ministerial talent if that's the case.
Well, think of it this way. You pay peanuts, you get monkeys. You have to pay premium peanuts if you want quality.
This episode of the Mr. Brown Show is sponsored by the Center for American Education and University of South Florida. Achieve your American degree in Singapore. Polytechnic graduates will receive advanced standing. For more information, please log on to www.cae.edu.sg/usf.pdf.
The Mr. Brown Show is run by those monkeys at mrbrownshow.com. And no, we don't even pay them peanuts. These people, we only give them bananas. Shut up. No banana for you.